Conservative gals descend on Texasist Pusa's Young Women's Leadership Summit kicks off. By Hannah Knudsen on June 6, 2024. Turning Point USA's Young Women's Leadership Summit. YWLS, touted as the biggest conservative event for women, is shaking the political scene up, taking place months ahead of what is sure to be one of the most important presidential elections in modern U.S. history. The event, taking place June 7 to 9, 2024, in San Antonio, Texas, is open to women of all ages gathering conservative women who will exchange ideas and set the record straight on many of the fallacies touted by the radical left, particularly when it comes to women and the sheer tragedy of modern-day feminism. The conference will feature nearly two dozen well-known speakers in the movement, including The Megyn Kelly Show's Megyn Kelly, political commentator Candace Owens, U.S. swim star and women's sports advocate Riley Gaines, human rights activist and North Korean defector Yeon Mi Park, managing partner of Haba Madayo & Associates LLP, and Trump lawyer Alina Haba, Republican National Committee co-chair Lara Trump, and many, many more. The conference comes as the country faces an unprecedented time in history, leftists targeting their political opponent, former President Donald Trump, with controversial cases of lawfare, inflation soaring, and unfettered illegal immigration running rampant. All of these issues, and more, are placing an undue strain on families. The event also comes as women face a unique set of challenges, not only because of President Biden's economy, but societally as modern-day feminism has run amok, promoting the murder of unborn children under the guise of women's health, promiscuity, and the annihilation of the traditional family structure. For further perspective, Gallup released in poll in February 2024 found that U.S. women have become more liberal, particularly younger women. From 1999 to 2013, about 3 in 10 women aged 18 to 29 consistently identified as liberal, after which the figure rose, a bit unsteadily, to 44% by 2020. The percentage liberal receded slightly to 41% in 2022 and 40% in 2023. The resulting 11-point increase in young women's liberal identification since 1999 has made what was already the most liberal subgroup of women even more liberal. More specifically, data from 2023 showed 40% of women 18 to 29 identifying as liberal or very liberal. One can be sure that a range of these topics, from the fallacy of modern-day feminism to Biden's economy to the struggles of dating and building healthy relationships in today's society, will be at the forefront as conservative women from all over the country descend on San Antonio over the weekend.